Fela Kuti, as we celebrate his birthday, born on this day in 1938. Time is 4:30. I appreciate you being here. I also appreciate Obi Original being here. Fantastic producer, artist, and a leader of a fantastic group of artists, Ozone Creations. And we'll be chatting a little bit about Fela, an artist who has certainly been front and center in some of the sounds I've heard from Obi Original and company. It is the Afternoon Cruise. I'm hanging out with Obi Original, fantastic vocalist, producer, guitarist too, right?
Like, oh yeah.
I saw you playing with your fingers and you sounded so beautiful.
Everything in the middle.
Okay. he's in the booth. We got him here. He first went to our original location, North High. We'll be back there. That would be the right address in about a month.
Okay. Sounds good. No worries.
But he booked it over to St. Louis Park to help celebrate Fela Kuti. Fela Kuti was born October 15th, 1938. We've already been listening to a lot of the man's music. That's going to continue. I'm going to play a tune from Obi Original called Zuma Rock. But Obi, from a distance, you've been doing incredible stuff. We've actually had Bakari in the studio here before.
Yes.
He's part of Ozone Creations.
Yeah, Ozone Creations.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's just get the rundown. You're incredibly talented on stage. You're doing a lot of work behind the scenes. And when you're playing shows, people are losing their minds and you're getting Minnesotans to dance. Give me the Obi Original story in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, I come from a Nigerian household. But ultimately, my Nigerian background is the primary influence from everything that I want to share with people I live around. Mm. So, you know, after I graduated from St. John's University, I just made the decision that, you know, let me take a gap decade and see and see what I can do with my career. And throughout the time, I've been able to meet people like Bakari, Chinwe, Mac OC, other artists and creatives like Summer. And say these are artists that are very serious about their craft and the arts. How can we support each other? And essentially, I just want to see in my own way, how can I leave a blueprint for the city?
Okay.
You know, when it comes to being an independent artist. So even in my own right, as you say, when it comes to my band, the Black Atlantics, I really try to give the city that positive energy through music. And decrease depression with every beat I play. You know what I mean, Sean? So, you know, Fela is one of those primary influences for me, but it's been a really great year for me. Last year, I was on tour with LaBianca and Alicia Keys, so I didn't get my time to...
Let me turn up your microphone for you to say that again. That's a big deal. You were on tour with...
with Alicia Keys and LaBianca last year.
My gosh, in what capacity are you?
Yeah, I played bass for LaBianca. She had the top 100 hit People last year on the Hot 100. But yeah, we went on tour with Alicia Keys. I played bass and I composed all the music. And yeah, Alicia Keys was cool. Nice meeting her too. One of the most humble people that I've seen in the industry so far.
Hey, Mom and Dad, career. The gap decade is working out pretty well for our man, Obi Original.
Amen.
We're going to listen to some more Fela music. In fact, the next thing we're going to listen to is actually something that you say has some Fela vibes to it.
Called
Zuma Rock. But before we play Zuma Rock, I wanted to read this quote from Fela, which he said, "Music is supposed to have an effect. If you're playing music and people don't feel something, you're not doing S." I'm not going to say the swear word. I like my job. That's what African music is about. When you hear something, you must move. I want to move people to dance, but also to think. Music wants to dictate a better life against a bad life. When you're listening to something that depicts having a better life and you're not having a better life, it must have an effect on you.
Yes.
Fela was incredible with the writing as far as lyrics and as far as words, and he was actually quite a published editorial writer in the 1970s as well, and of course, incredibly moving as a musician. When you sit down to work on your own stuff, especially something like Zuma Rock, where you say you can really feel the Fela in it, what do you pull from his influence when you're working?
Yeah, I mean, for me, Fela is a prophet. Mm. You know, I think that that's one thing that we have to realize with not only Fela, but other great artists that we do see. We don't give them their roses until the time comes that, you know, they become legend. You know, because even in my own household, I'll have my mom remembering the times and saying, he was such a rebel. He was going against the society. But now it's like there was a lot of truth in what he was saying. If it means that Jay-Z and Beyonce want to invest in a Broadway musical, then he's saying something that's true, that goes beyond the government that he was trying to go against.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that even in my music, Respectfully, I try to initiate with this following track that we're about to hear, that the genesis of rock and roll comes from a space that I come from.
Okay.
That is Zuma Rock.
I second that, my friend. Let's play. Yeah. Let's press play on this. I'm hanging out with Obi Original on Jazz 88.
Right on.
Fantastic artist working out of the Twin Cities, Nigerian family, Nigerian roots, and a commitment to communicating that the story of rock and roll comes through Zuma Rock. Obi Original, I got about 25 seconds before I got to reach Bob Urich. Tell me a little bit about Zuma Rock.
Oh, yes. Zuma Rock is very influenced by the sounds of the 70s, the nostalgia, yeah. the warmth, the analog. And, you know, it has a lot of Curtis Mayfield influence with the grand piano I put in there. A lot of early Prince influence because I played all the parts on it.
and we're going to talk about you playing all the parts in a little bit. And we're also going to celebrate the legend Fela Kuti, who was born on this day in 1938.
Yes.
I'm hanging out with Obi Original. We are celebrating Fela Kuti and on his birthday. And Obi, it is clear from hearing some of your music, which this is not the first day I've heard your music, you clearly have a lot of Fela inside of what you're doing. I want to ask you something about some of the grooves involved with Fela. Even on a Tiny Desk audition thing I saw you do, you can often see musicians playing really quietly and somewhat understatedly, yet I want to dance like as if it's the loudest music on earth. And it's this combination of hypnotic and making me want to move, whereas I usually think of hypnotic as a trance. I want to sit down. Can you talk a little bit about what I hear as attention, but I think that might be not really attention for Fela between hypnotic and danceable?
Yeah, that's a really great question and a really great way that you put it, because with the music that Fela really does is that it puts you in a space where tempo can be high, but dynamic can be soft.
Yes, yes.
You know, I think that's a really great thing, even if you're talking about contemporary music, that you don't really hear that contrast. You know, and at least even if you're talking about music being soft, it can go higher. Mm-hmm. It can become higher, you know. But with Fela's music, it comes from a space that everything has is reasoning. It's for dancing. All of the music that Fela has made has been 15 minutes, 12 minutes. You know, I think that his music is primarily like beyond hypnotics, a positive hypnotic, because sometimes with music, if we hear in our society, I don't want to come and speak too much of a contrast, but if there's a lot of distortion there, that leads to psychologically how we feel. If there's something that's building up to a warmness that, it still has distortion, but it has a lot of spaces of sound that gives an orchestration.
Yeah.
Gives a homeostasis to the bad feeling, because let's be honest, even the music that we listen to is political music.
Absolutely. It's
talking about going against the system while dancing to the vibe. Even if we're at a jazz station now, if we're talking about his history, starting with high life music and jazz music, he has a really great Kula Lupito's catalog too.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm lost on the Kula Lupito's.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Early work?
That is his first band, Kula Lupito's. Okay, any listener now, look up I think it's his 1960s Los Angeles tape sessions. And
this is when he spent like 10 months in LA.
This was Kula Lupito's time, because you remember, blessed memory, Tony Allen had a really great part of to do with it too.
Absolutely.
With his jazz influence, but then took that music with the African sounds that he knew and really pushed it to the man. And there you go. You have something that is optimistic in the struggle, rather than it being like putting you in a dark space.
Let's press play on this record you brought in, which was Kala Kuta. Am I getting this right?
Kala Kuta Show. This is going to be a record that came out after the first raid on Fela Kuti's house in the mid 70s. Unfortunately, this is the first raid that they threw his mother out of a two-story window that ultimately led to her demise. But this is the song dedicated to that event.
Here it is. From the collection of Obi Original, a gentleman who makes incredible music under his own name, is also a part of Ozone Creations and is making incredible waves in the city and beyond, and knows a blessedly large amount about Fela and about how to connect the story of Fela with so much more in the world of music. We're celebrating Fela on occasion of his heavenly birthday, born October 15th, 1938, passed away in 1997, and glad to be playing some of that music from a very dark time. Still some joy in this music. Yes. Still some energy in this music, but a very dark time when military juntas in Nigeria had stormed a compound of his. Throughout his career, he faced tremendous danger, harassment, the death of his mother at the hands of Nigerian soldiers, banishment from certain countries, prison time as well. And he was strongly connected to the Black Power movement, the Black Panthers, and saw global connections in the anti-colonial fight. Glad to be sharing this man's music, somebody who is no doubt a prophet and a revolutionary and an incredible musician. We're celebrating all that today. Right now, let's get an update on traffic from Bob Urich. I'm with Obi Original. We're celebrating the birthday of Fela. First, Obi, please just grab your calendar. Circle October 15th for 2025, 2026, yes. 2027, because we have a lot to get to. But your enthusiasm, your knowledge, and your approach to Fela's music has been really joyous for these past 30 minutes. So thank you for that. There are probably a lot of people who are hearing you, hearing your vibe, and hearing some of your music.
Yes.
And might want to know what's going on in the world of Obi Original. What's next for you?
Yeah, so I have a event coming up October 27th Sunday at Dakota for Simafunk.
Oh, the Cuban musician.
Yes.
Right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
He's so good. So we're going to be able to have our vibes being showcased there live.
Is that OB Original and Black Atlantics?
That's going to be Ozone Creations.
Ozone Creations. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
So like in that case, it's going to be a really great vibe there. And we're going to have all six of us performing. We just recently had two great singles drop from the stable. From OB Original and Black Atlantics, Iguamala. That one is out now. And then also we have Ease Your Mind that just dropped with Ozone. We, as a collective, we haven't dropped a single in a while. So
was this the kind of Love Letter to Mint Condition one?
Yeah.
Okay. You got, and you redid the photo from one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. That is real Minnesotan. I mean, I know they are internationally known.
It's a beautiful track because gratefully we were able to have Larry and Stokely from Mint Condition actually help us with production and help me on that with production there too. So it was a great trio, and I can mark that in the books and say, hey, you know, the legends themselves blessed this track. Yeah. And I'm really happy to have the track out and have people listen to it on the 27th.
Mom and Dad, the Gap Decade is working out well for our man, yeah. OB Original. Now, OB, we're going to play another Fela tune before we hit 5 p.m. And it's real common in the United States for folks to think of Africa as a monolith.
Yes.
It's possible for folks to think of Africa as a single country. I want to celebrate Fela's Africanness, but I want to hone in on his Nigerianness. Your family's from Nigeria, and I want to ask you that question of what of what Fela offers makes it uniquely Nigerian?
Yeah, I think it's primarily his percussion.
Okay.
The percussion, when you talk about it in the context of Nigeria, we have three primary tribes. We have Yoruba, I'm Igbo, we have Hausa. Even in the Igbo and Yoruba tribes and Hausa tribes, it's the common thing that keeps us common is how we used drums before pre-colonial times. Now I'm going to say it so I can give a very clear analogy to your listeners.
Okay.
The drums were like Twitter. The drums were Instagram. Your drums were texting.
Yeah.
So when we have syncopations and rhythms, they are rhythms that we use during funerals. That's why when you listen to Coffin for Head of State by Fela, there is that somberness in the drums.
Gotcha.
When you listen to something like Zombie, there is a syncopation in the drums. You're going to war. So I think that is something that is purposeful, that is not only comes from Tony Allen's expertise, but also the percussionist's expertise to give the traditional feel. Even that's why even in my own band, I prioritize percussion as much as I prioritize a drum set.
Yeah.
If I don't have a percussion there,
it's not the whole flavor.
No.
Yeah.
So that is something that would make it significantly Nigerian.
Well, I love that. I'm going to play that Coffin tune because it's one of the tunes I prepared. Coffin for Head of State, which again was related to the death of his mother at the hands of Nigerian soldiers.
This was after he made that protesting move and brought the coffin literally in front of literally the White House of Nigeria and said, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
a happy heavenly birthday to Fela. A huge thank you to OB Original for being here.
Thank you so much.
Dakota on Sunday the 27th with Simafunk.
Yes.
All right. This is Coffin for Head of State. Thank you for helping us celebrate this legend. And thank you for your time and also your knowledge and enthusiasm about the topic.
Right on.